This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A few weeks ago, Chicago fiction writer Ling Ma got a call from an unknown number, and to her surprise, Ma had won a prestigious MacArthur Fellowship. The full class of winners was announced this morning. Ma tells my colleague Courtney Kippers that getting this news felt a bit like being struck by lightning. Ma has written books including Severance and Bliss Montage. The so-called genius grant comes with an $800,000 award, no strings attached. Ma says her challenge now is to turn that money into valuable writing time.
I know that this award, you know, is the result of people I don't know just having read my work and recommending me. So I can't be anything but grateful for that.
Chicago artist Ebony G. Patterson was also selected. Some students at Illinois State University in Downstate Normal are raising concerns for their safety after a shooting over the weekend left one person dead and another person critically injured. The Sun-Times reports 18-year-old Randall E. Glass from South Suburban Oak Lawn died of multiple gunshot wounds. The shooting came in the early morning hours Sunday after a large, unsanctioned party that wound up at a gas station near campus. ISU senior Dami Oladinjoye says she drove past the growing gathering earlier that night and became worried.
Because I told my friend, I told her that I feel like something bad's going to happen because there's like a lot of people on campus, and I was scared that something bad was going to happen.
ISU police say the two shooting victims were not affiliated with the university. Lonzo Ball is back in action with the Chicago Bulls. The guard touted his new knee yesterday during Media Day at the Advocate Center. Ball has missed 2+ seasons with an injury to his left knee and multiple surgeries, including a meniscus transplant last year. Ball says he's pleased with how his recovery has been going so far.
I pretty much have a brand new knee, so it's always going to be a little different than, you know, what God gave me to start off with, but I'm feeling good.
And he says he's prepared to make a slow reentry until he's 100%.
Obviously, back-to-backs are off the table right now. Definitely will be a minutes restriction. We don't have a set number yet, but there will be one. This is a new project, if you will, that we all have to get through together.
The Bulls open the preseason Tuesday next week in Cleveland against the Cavaliers. And Chicago is named the best big city in the U.S. by readers of Condé Nast Traveler. The 8th year in a row, Chicago has topped the list. More than 500,000 readers voted in that contest. The magazine credits Chicago for its impressive architecture, chilled-out bars, and the most pleasant people you'll find anywhere. Of course. Weather, sunny skies, windy today, a high near 70, partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 50s, and sunny on Wednesday with a high in the low 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.